It's 3:14 and 57 degrees at News 92 FM. Good afternoon. I'm Bonnie Petrie along with Mike Barajas, and it's time to go to the movies. Yeah. If that's on your agenda this weekend, there are some interesting choices. Movie guy Paul Preston at themovieguys.net joins us live now. And Paul, I'm going to start with my selfish choice, as I usually do, because I loved this book.
Can I call you Elizabeth? I want you to help me catch a killer of women.
Ah, but there's so much more going on in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. How was it, Paul?
Loved it. I'm a big fan of Fincherland. If you know the director David Fincher, he has a way of creating a tone in his films that's completely unique to him. Seven, Fight Club, Panic Room, movies like that, they look gorgeous, they're exceptionally well made, but something crazy is right around the corner. Now, I haven't read the book like you have or seen the Swedish-made films, which were made a few years ago based on the books. So I went in completely not knowing what to expect and was absolutely just knocked out by the story of this movie. You never know what to expect next. It's kind of crazy, and that's what carries the film. And there's a movie that comes out every year that kind of is just the story carrying everything. Like, in the hands of a lesser director, maybe it wouldn't have been so great, but in the hands of David Fincher, he handles everything well. It's full of great actors, too. Christopher Plummer, between this and Beginners, which came out earlier in the year, having a great year. I mean, it's rape, murder, torture, fear, Nazis. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Yeah, that's how the book was, too. You know, somebody asked me, you know, what's the book about? And you just can't even begin to describe it because it's about so much.
Yeah, you'd need like 3 hours.
Yeah, definitely.
Thankfully, the movie's not that long, though.
No, all right. Good. A lot of people have liked the Mission Impossible series. Here's the latest one.
If anyone of your team is caught, they will be branded terrorists out to incite global nuclear war.
So what happens now?
Your mission, should you choose to accept it.
Okay, Paul, your mission is to tell us what you think about it.
This is the best yet. This is in the hands of another great director, Brad Bird, who worked with Pixar making The Incredibles and Ratatouille, and he made a film before Pixar called The Iron Giant, which was just great. Jumping into live action here, and he absolutely hits a home run with this. Now, I know Tom Cruise has put off a lot of people with talk show appearances or that kind of thing, but if you need Tom Cruise for your movie, get Tom Cruise. He's the best Tom Cruise out there. And with Mel Gibson having driven off a cliff a few years ago, Tom Cruise is the best Mel Gibson you're going to get. He is a huge movie star, and he totally delivers in this role. There are things in this movie you've never seen before. Our website got a lot of flack for loving The A-Team a while back, which, you know, it's not an awesome movie, but there are things in that movie you've never seen before. And Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol puts together scenes you've never seen before. There's a finale in India that's an action scene in a location you've never seen. And there's an absolute tentpole piece in the middle of the movie that's in the tallest building in the world in Dubai that will knock your socks off. Tom Cruise hanging off the side of that building, and it's him doing the stunts, will give you vertigo. And I highly recommend IMAX as well. Wow. I'm not a big fan of extra charges. They add down the tickets for 3D, IMAX, that kind of thing. In this case, IMAX is superb.
All right, great. And we've got one more movie, and we're almost out of time. But this one looks really interesting, and it stars Oscar winners and, of course, beloved actors Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock.
My dad said the way I saw the world was a gift, that I was different than everyone else. A great game we'd play was Reconnaissance Expedition. He told me to bring back something from every decade in the 20th century. I found something from every decade.
Already?
You rock. Does this movie rock, Paul?
Extremely long and incredibly important. Well, I come in not being a huge fan of the director. Stephen Daldry made The Hours and The Reader, so he has these literary adaptation films that are just so weighty that I just have a hard time moving through them and enjoying them. They're so thick with theme and everything. This is a decent description of life after 9/11. Certainly there's great pain in it, but the kid enjoys, he takes a trip through New York City because he finds a key that belonged to his dad who died in the 9/11 World Trade Center attacks. And he encounters all these people, which I'm sure would make a great film, encountering all these people. They kind of breeze through that. Right. And touch on a bunch of other stuff in the film, which is not quite as interesting.
Okay, well, we've got to go. I can't believe Tom Hanks and Sandra Bullock can't lighten it up, but if they can't, no one can. Thank you very much. That is Paul Preston. He is at themovieguys.net. He's our movie guy.